Podcasting from Atlantic City, New Jersey, my name is Janice Malone, and this is mini lesson number one, how to deliver an effective speech. Just to let you know a little bit about me, my goal as a teacher and as a seminar leader is to share lessons that make really challenging assignments easy, interesting, but most of all, unforgettable for students. All right, so let's get started. The first thing that you're going to do is tell your students that they are all going to be doing just three things in your class today. Don't tell them anything else. As soon as you say that, sit down. Then tell your students to keep their eyes on you from the minute you stand up until the minute you return to your seat. You will actually be saying these directions while you're doing them. Then say, today, you will walk to the front of the room like this. Stand behind this podium and say, good morning. Then you will look directly at someone in the class and count to three in your head. Look at a second student and count to three in your head again. Look at one more student, count to three, and say, thank you very much. Now walk back to your chair and sit down. Basically, that is the whole lesson. Now you're going to get up from your chair and you're going to ask a volunteer to recreate exactly what you just did. Encourage kids to exaggerate what you did because that just adds a lot of playfulness to this activity. Now it's going to be time for students to try the same thing. So point to a student at one end of your class and tell that student to begin. The seated students, remember, have to watch the moving student very closely. As soon as the first student is seated, the next student will automatically get up until everyone has had a turn. Whenever I've done this exercise, every single student has been engaged because there's an air of mystery that's established by telling the seated students to watch the moving students the entire time. When the very last student sits down, everybody is eagerly going to look at you to find out what's going to happen next. It's important, remember, that you don't announce what the topic of this is before you start this mini lesson because that's going to spoil the suspense that will naturally build during this lesson. Now ask three volunteers to recreate the performance of three different students and ask the class to guess which students were being imitated. The next day, you're going to give the students easy topics like maybe Chuck E. Cheese or Six Flags, Mickey Mouse or Jack Sparrow, and then have them do the same activity, but this time they're going to add a 1-minute speech to the good morning, followed by the 3-person eye contact requirement and the thank you very much. The final assignment will actually be graded when students prepare a topic in your subject area. So, thank you for tuning in to How to Deliver an Effective Speech. If you have any questions, feel free to contact me through my website, janiceannmalone.com.